Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another cheesy episode. I beat you to it.
Whoa. I'm the one that says it, Daffodil. What's wrong?
Wanted to see if I could say it faster than you do.
Apparently you did.
Welcome to another cheesy episode of Cheese Please with your hosts.
What's my name? I screwed me up. Look at that. My name is Snarf Dude. I know. I see it on the piece of paper in front of me.
And I'm Daffodil.
And we bring you...
The Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird every week.
Well, we're going a little crazy this week. We've got Tiny Tim on the show this week, and apparently he made a kid's album. I didn't know this.
Scary thoughts.
You know, the guy that tiptoed through the tulips back in the 60s, he sang to kids some rather interesting stuff. As a matter of fact, it was very public service-oriented one song. We'll play that a little later.
Helpful music.
In addition to that, we wonder why I want to play that. I want to play it, okay?
No, I believe it's why would you want to play that?
Well, yeah, but, I'm still trying to figure out a reason why I want to play it, but I just want to.
Some music fits nowhere else, and we had to find a way to do it.
I'm just getting, you know, it's like a Jerry Springer episode in a song.
Okay.
That's all I got to say. But we're starting off the show this week with Gaston and Purcell doing 50s songs with a little gas.
I guess.
I don't know how to put it. I'm just going to play it right here on...
Well, what are we playing?
Oh, sorry. You could have said it, though.
Well, we've got Tequila coming up shortly, but we're starting it off with All Shook Up.
Right here on...
Jeez, please.
I knew we would get it right.
Please rocks. Now where's my money?
Cheese.
Thank you.
60s with tequila. I bet that version's not played at the hockey rink. Or any rink for that matter.
Yeah, but it might get played at the bean shop.
The what?
It kind of has this gassy kind of sound to it.
I suppose. Well, Gaston and Purcell did these songs. And before that, what happens when you shake up the pop bottle, I think? Gas causes, and, well, that comes out of the bottle that way, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all shook up here on the show this week. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil. This is Cheese Please.
I get to say something for a change?
Go for it. It's all yours.
No.
The floor is yours. You do all the talking.
Well, you started off the show this week by, well, you know, taking over my lines.
You weren't fast enough.
I had no choice.
There was dead air. I had to fill it.
What dead air? I flipped it on. There you are. Why, come on. Please.
Fine.
Okay, but you know, as I speak so much all the time, I'm going to be a big Snarf Dude man and say, hey, you know, you have a chance to start off the show at one point. Why not?
Yes, which I have to steal from you because you really won't let me do it.
Anyway, let's
move on.
It's okay. On the show this week, we're profiling the, I didn't even know it existed, kids album, the Tiny Tim cut, probably in the late 60s, around the same time as tiptoeing through the tulips. He did, a kids album, and I don't know. These days, if he talked to my kid, I'd be a little creeped out.
He defines the strangers you don't take candy from.
I would be creeped out.
Even the songs are kind of creepy when you think about it.
Well, he gets a little serious with What the World Needs Now. That was a big hit in the 60s by Jackie DeShannon. He does his version shortly. Here's some good advice coming up shortly as well with Tiny Tim. And remember your name and address. That's very good. But we're starting off this whole profile thing with Tiny Tim doing the Lake Shirley Temple's famous song from the 30s on the Good Ship Lollipop.
I like that song. I'm suspecting I won't like it as much after we're done.
Right here on
Cheese Please. On the Good Ship Lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach at Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack bands fill the air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar. See the sugar bowl, do the Tootsie Roll with the big bad devil's fruit cake. If you eat too much, ooh, you'll awake with a tummy ache. On the Good Ship Lollipop, it's a night trip into bed you hop and dream away. On the Good Ship Lollipop, oh, what a wonderful sweet ship I'm on. And look at all those wonderful sweet things over there. Why, I can see the wonderful, wonderful, lovely licorice sticks. And there are my friends, the sweet gingerbread man. Oh, how do you do, Mr. Gingerbread Man? How do you do? And look over there. Why, look at all those beautiful vanilla and little chocolate cupcakes. They're all parading down the aisle. And there are the little peppermint sticks. Oh, what a sweet ship. And look, look over there. Why, it's the sugar bowl doing the Tootsie Roll with the big bad devil's food cake. If you eat too much, ooh, you'll awake with a tummy ache. On the Good Ship Lollipop, it's a night trip into bed you hop and dream away. We on the Good Ship Lollipop.
It's the one radio show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that fifth assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese Please with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Yes, did you say you lost your way? Yes, of course I did, Mr. Officer. What can I do? Why, of course, always ask me whenever you lose your way. Never go to strangers. Look for the kind policemen on the street. Remember your name and address and telephone number too. And if someday you lose your way, you know just what to do. Walk up to the kind policeman, the very first one you meet, and simply say, I lost my way, I cannot find my street. But I know my name and address and telephone number too. Then he'll be kind and help you find the dear ones who wait for you. Oh, I found my name and address. Yes, that's because you remember the kind policeman, the very first one you meet. Then someday he'll show the way and help you find your street. Yes, I know my name and address and telephone number too. And he'll be kind and help you find the dear one to wait for you. They are now saying, we remembered our name and address and telephone number too. When we were lost, we found the way, and here's the same for you to do. Remember, walk up to the kind policeman, the very first one you meet, and simply say, I've lost my way, I cannot find my street. But I know my name and address and telephone number too. And he was kind and helped us find the dear ones who waited for us. And they'll wait for you too.
Keys, please.
Oh dear.
Oh my. Remember your name and address with Tiny Tim. And before that, on the good ship Lollipop, Tiny Tim.
Creepy.
On his kids' album.
Creepy.
Well, let's just hope the kind policemen are still kind these days. I think they are, though.
But I admit it. All right, one more Tiny Tim. Come on. Hit me with your best shot.
Careful. You're a kind policeman, aren't you? Okay. We have Tiny Tim and What the World Needs Now is Kind Policeman. Right here on
Cheese Please.
Thank you, my dear friends. Thank you, one and all. As all things must end, so must our little album. And I can think of no better way to leave you than with the words of this song.
Another meadow. There there are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but just
Please, please, with Tiny Tim, get a little, how shall we say it, William Shatner serious? Don't you think?
No, because somehow people think Tiny Tim can actually sing.
Oh.
I don't think anyone has that illusion about Mr. Shatner.
Oh, what about Nimoy? Nimoy?
They kind of think Nimoy can sing, and they still don't have that illusion about Mr. Shatner.
What about George Takei?
I don't know. I've never heard him sing.
No, you're supposed to say, oh my.
Oh my.
That's better. Ending off our, salute to Tiny Tim's For All My Little Friends. That was the kids' album that he put out in the late 1960s.
It's interesting.
It is, but so is this too.
Now for something completely different. It's Keys Please's Music We Can't Do Anything Else With. It's the Keys Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Oh, we haven't played one of these in a while.
Okay, I gotta ask.
What?
What's a bith day?
What's a bith day? What do you mean bith? Oh, I see.
Apparently we have a typo.
I can't spell it on the list. It's a bith day. That's this. Oh, that makes me think of Coo Weep. But that's another story altogether.
What are we playing? Never mind. We're off on the wrong track.
We got John Bilt singing about Julie's 16th birthday in the form of a country song.
Okay.
You can see where this is going. Right here on
Cheese Please.
What's your hurry, Jim? One more drink won't hurt nothing. Well, okay, I said, but then I gotta be running. You see, my little Julie just turned 16 today, and tonight she's going out on her very first date. Lord knows I never been much of a father. Probably spent more time right here than I have at home with my daughter. So tonight I'm making up for a lot of lost time, a lot of hurt feelings, and a lot of broken promises. For once in my life, I'm gonna do something right. I'm gonna be home for my Julie tonight. It's her 16th birthday, and you know it's her first date. This is one promise that I'm not gonna break. Oh, come on, have one more, Jim. You got plenty of time. But that one led to many, and I lost track of the time. When I looked at my watch, it was a quarter till eight. So I left in a hurry since I was already late. As I got closer to home, I started to think, won't do me no harm to have me one more drink. So I reached for the bottle I kept under the seat. When I looked up, my whole life passed right in front of me. Next thing I remembered, I was just coming to in a hospital bed. Right then I knew that I'd caused something awful to happen last night on my way home to Julie. set myself right. At the foot of the bed stood my best friend Lou. He walked to my side and asked what he could do. I said, Lou, I know I won't make it, but don't let me die, not knowing the truth about what happened last night. He said, Jim, you lost control, crossed the yellow line, hit a car head on, and Lord, I wish I was lying. 'Cause a young man was injured and a lovely girl died. And I thought about that last drink and tears filled my eyes. I said, Lou, should I pass on before she comes in? Be sure and tell Julie how sorry I am for spoiling her birthday. He said, Jim, save your breath, 'cause when you meet her in heaven, you can tell her yourself. Something right, I'm gonna be home for my Julie tonight. It's her 16th birthday, and you know it's her first date. This is one promise that I'm not gonna break.
Christensen, I want to say that right, and the chicken song.
I really like the yodeling chicken.
Oh, yeah. Sort of lighten the mood compared to
Yeah, we really needed the yodeling chicken after the after-school don't drink and drive special that we played before it.
I have to agree.
You know, like every possible cliche of don't drink and drive crammed into 4 minutes.
I can't believe that exists. I should not be laughing. I confess, I'm laughing on the air. I shouldn't be laughing because drinking and driving is serious. But can you believe how that song rolled out? Just when you needed it.
Yeah, kind of knew how it was going to end, though.
Just when you needed it, the angels came in the background to really emphasize it.
That something bad was about to happen.
I mean, John Bild and Julie's 16th birthday. Part of our why would you want to play that? Well, I play it because I can't believe it exists. I realize it's like, wow.
Yodeling chickens. Let's go back to talking about the yodeling chickens.
Tell me more about yodeling chickens.
I know nothing about yodeling chickens, but that song made me giggle.
Oh.
It was like all of my favorite things. It was kind of like a polka song.
Yes.
It was about chickens.
Yes.
And there was yodeling.
And you like chickens.
And I like yodeling.
Well, yeah, but you like chickens, too.
I do. They're really good when you fry them with lots of crispy
batter. No, don't say that. Don't say that. Come on. I don't want to talk about eating chickens when they yodel. They're nice chickens. You want to keep them as pets.
Well, if you had a real live yodeling chicken,
yes,
I would never fry that up.
Oh, well.
Chicken that good, you couldn't eat it all at once. You just eat one leg.
No.
And then maybe one wing.
No. You're upsetting me. I got to do this. Ah! No chickens! Well, what?
I suppose you do have to do that.
Yeah?
Boy's gonna do what a boy's gonna do.
Well, we go from chickens to gorillas, ending off the show this week.
Yes, it's definitely been an animal event.
Well, the end of the show anyway. As a matter of fact, this guy was a game show host on more than one occasion in the 70s. Best known for Win, Lose, or Draw in the late 80s.
So, I'm going to point out that on this, I'm seeing B-E-R-Y-C-O-N.
Yes, I know.
So another, Barry Kinvey?
No. It's supposed to be Bert Convy.
You really need to up your spell check skills.
I know. Until next week, folks, here's Bert Convy doing the gorilla.
Have fun, stay cheesy. Join us again next week for more Cheese Please. Same time, same station.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay, until next week, folks.
Bye.
We were out of school with nothing to do, so we jumped in my car and we went to the zoo. Having lots of fun just walking around, looking in the cages when I heard a funny sound. Somebody yelled and one began to shout. I turned around and my eyes bugged out. He's out of his cage, he's on a rampage, swinging his arms all over the place. Fiery red eyes and a big ugly face. Chimp, 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 chimp. Gorilla. He climbed on a bus and he rode downtown, stopping all the traffic for miles around. He heard some music coming from a record shop, jumped off the bus and he started to bop. He's out of his cage, he's on a rampage, swinging his arms all over the place, dancing rock and roll with a grin on his face. Chimp, 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 chimp. Gorilla. He heard some music coming from a record shop. He jumped off the bus and he started to bop. He stopped his dancing and looked up in the sky. A flying purple people leader was flying by. He reached up and grabbed him and he ate him whole.
Gorilla!
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.